We continue 20 lines down from the top on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. A quote from the Mishnah, Gvinas Beis Unyaki, that the cheese from Beis Unyaki, Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, as to how much it is prohibited. Rabbi Meir says it's Asr Behana, and the Chachamim say that it's only Asr Ba'achila. Now the Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mipnei Ma Asru Gvinas Unyaki. What is the reason, according to Rabbi Meir, Rashi says, understanding Rabbi Meir's opinion, why, asks Reish Lakish, does Rabbi Meir prohibit Gvinas Beis Unyaki, even Bahana? Answers Reish Lakish, Bibnei Sherov Agalim Shel Osair Nishchatim La'avodas Kochavim. It's because the majority of the calves in that city of Beis Unyaki are shechted to their Avodah Zarah. And therefore what? The idea, as Rashi explains, and the Gemara is going to explain it in a little bit, is that the cheese is made with the rennet, which is mamid in the keva of the animal and in the udder. And once you're shechting the animal, there's milk that's sitting inside of the udder, which is the part of the rennet to make the cheese. So if it's shechted to avodah zara, then inside it, the rennet too would be considered avodah zara, and therefore, if you want to use that rennet to make cheese, it will prohibit the cheese as well. Now the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish's opinion, meaning they agree with Rabbi Meir's halachic ruling. We're just trying to understand Rabbi Meir's opinion. My area rov agalim afilu miut nami. Why does Reish Lakish force himself to say that the majority of the calves in Beis Unyaki are shechted to Avodah Zarah? Even if the minority of calves were shechted to Avodah Zarah, it would prohibit all of the cheese. Why? Because Rabbi Meir has an opinion all throughout Shas that he's always choshesh for the minority. So if we're trying to understand Rabbi Meir's opinion, then we should take into effect Rabbi Meir's approach throughout all of Shas. So Reish Lakish says as follows, I amrit rov ika miut. Eli I amrit miut kivant ika rov agalim de enish chatin lavoros kachavim ve ika nami shar behemos de enish chatin lavoros kachavim havle miuta dimiuta u miuta dimiuta lo chayish. Rabbi Meir says, Reish Lakish, that you have to say that the majority of the animals, of the calves in Beis Unyaki, were shechta tavodah zara. Because if it's only the minority of calves in Beis Unyaki were shechta tavodah zara, then you have what's called a miut dimiut, which is as follows. The majority of animals, not calves, the majority of animals in Beis Unyaki are not shechta tavodah zara, number one. And number two, you also wouldn't have the majority of calves not being shechta tavodah zara, since it's only the minority. So now you have what's called a miuta dimiuta, and Rabbi Meir, who's choshesh for the miut, is not choshesh for miuta dimiuta. That far of a percentage does not concern, that small of a percentage doesn't even concern Rabbi Meir. And that is why Reish Lakish said the majority of the calves in Beis Unyaki were shechta tavodah zara, thereby rendering all the rennet prohibited. When it gets mixed in with the cheese, it will oster that as well. Amrlei Rav Shimon bar Elyakim leReish Lakish. So now Rav Shimon bar Elyakim asks Reish Lakish another question along similar lines. Kini shchaten la'avodas chachavim mayhavi. Said, you just said that it's shechta tavodah zara, and therefore because it's shechta tavodah zara, it's going to prohibit the cheese. He said, well, hold on a second. V'ha'at hu deshari. You, Reish Lakish, yourself would say that it's permitted, that the cheese wouldn't be affected by the shechita of the animal. In other words, the animal is being shechta tavodah zara, not the cheese. Didmar, because we have a machlokas amarayim. Hashochet esa behema lizro dema la'avodas kachavim lahakter chelba la'avodas kachavim. Rabbi Yochanan omer asura kasar v'mechashven me'avoda la'avoda v'yalfin echus mipnim Reish Lakish emer muteres. Reish Lakish tells us that when an animal is shechted with the sole purpose, not for the shechita, but it's to sprinkle the blood for idolatry, or to sacrifice the fats for avodas kochavim, but the actual shechita itself was not done l'shem avodah zarah, says Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that animal is not considered avodah zarah, because that wasn't its purpose. The purpose was for what happened afterwards. We don't connect one avoda to the other avodah. They're not the same thing. They're two different acts. And therefore, Reish Lakish, you just said to me that the majority of the animals are shechted for avodah zarah, but that shouldn't affect the cheese. So why are you saying that this is a problem? According to your own opinion, it wouldn't work. So maybe you can say this to explain Rabbi Meir's opinion, but it wouldn't explain your own opinion. So why would you say such a thing? So Amar Lei, Reish Lakish said back to Rabbi Shimon Bar Eliakim, Tarminach Shaitach, as Rashi says, Yarum Mazalach, Mazalach, that your mazel should grow up, meaning to say, it was a good point, but your mazel should be a little bit better, because I have an answer for you already. It's true that I maintain, Reish Lakish maintains, that these are two separate acts. However, this case is different. Be'omer, Bigmar Zvichahu Ovda, this is a case where the individual who shechted the animal, the idolater who shechted the animal, he said that even though he wants to use it for the blood, the zvicha itself, the shechting itself, is also part of the idolatry. And therefore, in our case as well, with regards to the cheese, even the both parts, well, here, when it's all connected, so it's even those two separate acts, each one is considered part of the Avodah Zarah. So to here, in our case, even though the cheese is not being, what wasn't initially being presumed to be used for Avodah Zarah, here too, the cheese is also being used for idolatry, and that is why even Reish Lakish would agree that Gevinas Beis Unyaki would be prohibited Behanah.